Next question. There are many current and proposed major projects that address growth at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles. How will your decisions balance job and economic growth with the need to maintain quality of life for the residents and neighborhoods in the areas impacted by these projects? And that's Roberto and then Joan.
The job of the City Council is to maintain the health and welfare of its residents. And we need to basically look at the residents, take their input, and address them. I support the City Council's lawsuit against the City of Los Angeles in trying to mitigate, negotiate, and compromise in what's going on with the skate project that's taking place in the West Long Beach area. Bottom line is that the SCIG does have issues. It has problems. The City Council wanted to work with the LA City Council to try to address those issues. When it comes down to that project, 95 to 98% of it is in the City of Los Angeles, but Long Beach gets 100% of the effect. And they weren't at the table when this project was going forward, and that's why I support what the City of Long Beach did in trying to work with the project, because they're trying to mitigate it. There's an effort to address the job creation, to address the noise, to address the lighting, to address the particulate matter that goes up into the air that the project will create. However, if it goes away, then we're still stuck with congested traffic in the freeways, modal movement that will be moved in the same direction. I totally support a dock rail project, but there's not one there now. So we have to look at the project that we're working with, try to work with it, and if in the end it goes away or they withdraw from it, then we start back at square one. And in the meantime, the residents in that area are going to continue to deal with the noise, with the issues of breathing. I have three kids. Two of them have asthma, and so does my wife. So it's very important for me as well.
Thank you, Roberto. Joan?
One of the reasons I'm running for City Council is that I've been involved in these battles over air quality, port expansion, and health impacts of the residents since the mid-1990s. My position on the SCIG rail yard project is that it cannot be mitigated. It's not only the City of Long Beach that has brought a CEQA lawsuit against the City of Los Angeles, but also the Long Beach Unified School District, and the villages at Cabrillo, the National Resources Defense Council, and many, many other organizations that are concerned about this particular project. The rail yard is set up so that they would be assembling the trains, making noise all day long right next to these schools. Even if you go to zero emission vehicles, you still have tire dust and brake dust, which also severely impact and cause the asthma. So you cannot mitigate these impacts. But more importantly, I oppose the SCIG project because it isn't going to make our ports, both LA and Long Beach, the best, the cheapest, and have the highest quality delivery of goods in order to survive in this next century. We need on-dock rail, one lift, ship to rail, and hopefully that rail is a maglev monorail that will then rush those goods out to intermodal yards outside of this area and get those goods to where they need to go faster than Seattle, the Panama Canal, Texas, or any of those ports in Mexico. That's what we need to do.
Thank you, Joan. And Terry, you have a one-minute shift.
Yes, I did want to weigh in on this SCIG project, and you know, I am a resident of a neighborhood that is subject to noise pollution, and the West Side is home to seven of our schools, and the environmental pollution that we're subjecting our kids to there, as well as our seniors, our babies, our families, just shouldn't be tolerated. I am not ever going to put a project's profits before the needs of the residents. So I think at the end of the day, I am definitely going to side with the residents in being opposed to the project as it's proposed. I'm certain that my counterpart candidate, although he has voiced opposition as well, just keep in mind that he did accept contribution from BNSF Railway. So that's something that you have to keep in mind as well when we're voicing opposition to things. So that being said, thank you. I oppose the project.
Thank you, Tara. Okay. There is a one-minute shift from Roberto.
Yeah, it's interesting that my opponent would say that, because what makes a candidate viable and a serious candidate is his or her ability to raise money and get endorsements. A candidate who attacks another one because of the endorsements they've received or the money they received is a desperate candidate. It's one who hasn't been able to raise money and hasn't been able to get any endorsements. My opponent has loaned her campaign thousands of dollars, has no endorsements, and I have a lot. And the reason why is because people know that I am approachable, that I listen, that I am logical, and that I will treat every project fairly and equally, but more importantly, that I do have the concerns of the community. And to make an innuendo that I am not is wrong, and it's the sign of a desperate candidate trying to attack another one.
Thank you, Roberto. And we have a one-minute shit from Tara.
I didn't mention that out of desperation, number one. I'm running to represent the 7th District and to put the residents first. So in no way, shape, or form am I making that comment out of desperation. I just wanted it to be clear that actions speak louder than words. And if you're going to take contributions from a railway system that is proposing that project, then I think that, you know, it's fair that people be able to know where the loyalties lie. And my loyalties lie to making sure that I'm not putting profits ahead of my residents and my constituents and my business owners. So, you know, if you want to call me desperate, then so be it. But I just want to make sure that it's clear that people do understand that where the loyalties lie. And in terms of endorsements, no, I don't have the major endorsements of special interest groups, but that's because I typically decide not to sign some of the pledges that are required to interview for these endorsement processes. So if people were to see some of the pledges that you're required to sign in order to get endorsements, I think that would be an interesting fact as well.
Thank you, Tara. Okay. I was just looking around. Okay, so this is our last of our